tonight is Saturday, and the date is September 22nd, 2012. And this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we'll be going there maybe 20 minutes after the hour here. Let's do a clearing for people. Let's do a trauma clearing in case people have had trauma, happening maybe today or a few days ago. And this is a sample. So you must think of one of your traumas that you've experienced. And we'll release that. Here we go. So, count to five to do so. One, two, three, four, and five. And I will do something for people who are empathic. So we have an empathic clearing on the website. These are all whole lifetime clearings that we have on the website. So this is for people who have, maybe they tuned into something. They felt people's energies. Maybe you went out shopping and you felt somebody's pain. Maybe they had an arm in a cast or something. So here we go. Let's release that energy from you, from that person. Either they connected to you, or you connected to them, or you both had a connection, like a handshake. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. And you must think of what it was. And if you don't know, but you felt pain after going to a store, then we'll just release that the energy where it came from. So here we go. May not even know the person. So one, two, three, four, let's have a five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one more time. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do one for alien critters. You may have an alien critter attached to you. So maybe something's crawling on your skin or underneath your skin. And you might have itches or something. So let's take this one particular energy away, this one species, this one critter. So here we go. So if you have something like that, you might want to put your hand in that location. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And if you did have a little Klingon with you, whatever it would be, then you probably have the poison from it. So let's get rid of the poison. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do the waste products. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And if any of those happen to die in you, then you're an alien graveyard. So let's get rid of the carcasses, the dead critters. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, hopefully you're all feeling better. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. So, Elizabeth, are you out there somewhere?
Hi, yes, Ron, I'm out here. And good evening, everybody. Welcome to Saturday night. We call this Live on the Lightship because visiting the Creation Lightship tonight is possible through our ambassador, Ron Amatron, who escorts us there safely for our healing. It is our opportunity to connect with the source energy that created us. And if you'd like to learn more about Ron and the Creation Lightship, you can check out the website, creationlightship.com. If you are listening to this program on an archive, you won't, of course, be able to go up to the lightship because it only works for today, which is Saturday, September 22nd, 2012. But you will be able to feel the wonderful peace energy. So, Ron, it looks like a lot of people are really excited about the journey tonight. And I was wondering if maybe we could do a water charging for everybody. It seems like that really helps everybody out. And it seems like maybe a lot of people want to either energize and wake up or have restful sleep tonight. So I was thinking maybe we could do that in a few minutes before we go up, if that would be okay with you.
Sure. So let's give people a couple of minutes to get a glass of water ready. And this water will only work for today, maybe a few hours here. So just get your glass of water or water container, and we'll see what we can do for you. So back to you, Liz.
Okay. That sounds great. And I just wanted to mention, I also have two announcements. Ron is going to be at two expos coming up in October. The first one is the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, which runs October 5th through the 7th, and there is a website you can check out if you want to schedule more information on that, when he will be lecturing and speaking. You can go to their website, consciouslifeexpo.com, and he will also be in New York at the New Life Expo on October 19th through the 21st. So if you're in the New York or Los Angeles area and you want to check out more of what the Creation Lightship does, and also, I believe, do the Light Infusion Chamber. It's really interesting and rewarding experience. And, yeah, definitely check it out if you are in the area. It's a great, great opportunity to meet some really cool people, too. So I know, Ron, you don't have access to the fast chat tonight, but we are getting a lot of requests for the Creation Lightship. And I've been writing all of this down, and I guess the best thing to do would just be to read them to you as we're going up. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, or do it maybe after we go into a room. Okay.
Okay,
There's some music there in the background, I thought.
Yeah, that's okay. The other thing I thought maybe we could do is energize the light being for everybody. If you click on Station 2 on the BBS main page and scroll all the way down to Saturday, and you click on the Creation Lightship Healing main page, you'll then be able to scroll down and see a full-size picture of the light being. So, Ron, I know a lot of our listeners also appreciate that, feeling that and seeing that energy of the light being.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's do the water charging now, then we'll energize the light being.
Okay, great.
We'll first energize the light beam and then have the light beam charge your water. So here we go. We'll bring in, I guess we'll bring in the non-gender light beam here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Had a yawn there. Some people didn't have their emotional clearing. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, I can feel the energy. Nobody's had it because it's real heavy. And we have to move through the energy to help the person out there with their spirit. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, the light beam is charged up. And now we'll do the water. I'll just use the word stronger. Hold the glass of water in your hand. And here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll give that about another 15, 20 seconds here. And you may feel your water kind of changing energies. You might feel your hand buzzing, body buzzing, And that's an indication that, you know, it is working. If you do feel that, it might even be getting hot. You never know. So typically if you get hot, and the water is charged up right now, if you get hot, that just means that you have resistance typically in you. And when you have resistance, then you heat up. And resistance would be energy blockages. And that's kind of what that means. It's, you know, if you have a free open channel through the for the energy to flow, you won't have any resistance, so you won't feel any heat. So the hotter you get, if that's the case, the more resistance you would be having. And it could even be, in a sense, looking at it another way, the more opposition you would have toward having a healing because you have more blockages. So, back to you. We have a caller, I think?
Yeah, we do. I heard a beep. So, caller, if you want to go ahead and state your name and question for Ron, please.
Hi, it's Sharina.
Hi.
Hi, Sharina.
Hi. Ron, I had the most bizarre thing happen to me today. I'm a very, very orderly, grounded person, and everything just functions properly most of the time. And this morning, I went down to the beach, and I got out of my car, and I got my stuff out of the back of the car, and went down and spent about half an hour on the beach, and then decided I would go back up and realized I didn't have my car keys. So I started looking for my car keys, walking back to the car. I thought, well, maybe I'd left them in the trunk of the car, and I saw from a distance that they weren't there. And I went, oh, I must have locked them in the car. And I went up closer to the car, and the engine was running, and the key was in the car on. I have never, ever, ever done anything like that. I can't imagine how I did that.
Hmm. Boy, that's a good one. Did you need your keys to unlock the back of your car to get your stuff out of your trunk?
No, no. I have a trunk release. So my standard procedure is I do the trunk release, I press the lock button, I get out, I go to the trunk, get my stuff out, and leave. And I've done that thousands and thousands of times. So the car was unlocked. That also is like, no, I wouldn't do that. It's not how I automatically, you know, it's just so automatic what I do. And this is like, completely mind-blowing how that happened.
So, typically, we'll go into our paranormal area here, okay? So what is
this
Friday?
Yeah, I figured it was in that area.
Yeah, so we'll figure this is Friday with our paranormal show here. And typically, I would assume that maybe they beamed you up momentarily before you got out of your car. And then you did all your stuff, and they recreated the beach and everything else, and the car was still running because you got beamed up somewhere else, and you get walked out of your car. And the car was left here. That's what I would kind of guess here. And then naturally everything fell into place when you came back, and the car was running because you were possibly taken away from it before you shut it off. And they may have replicated everything on a timeline, and you may have got out of your car, opened your trunk up, but down here the car was still here. So that's what I would kind of suggest could have happened if it wasn't just being absent completely what was happening. So it's a good one. So either you were completely abducted or the car was involved in it. Or the car may have been involved in the abduction over, but that's one of the three major possibilities here. Most people would just say they spaced out I made a mistake. So we'll have to go a little deeper than that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't make that kind of a mistake under normal circumstances.
Yeah, was there anything strange with the sand or anything that you were viewing? Was it different today?
You know, actually, Ron, everything's been very different the last several days. It's like always been different. It's just changing all the time. Yeah,
I'm kind of hearing that, too, from people. So, remember, as we're approaching the end of the year here, bizarre things are going to be happening or things that are not really too explainable with normal words. So,
yeah, I did want to tell you I've been doing the Earth protection since we talked about it continuously, and I put in there Hawaiian Islands. I'm doing one for Hawaiian Islands, and I have to say there's been actually quite a substantial change in the weather. And the sky appearance, and just amazing. I mean, we didn't get any rain in this side of the island all winter when we're supposed to get rain. And the day after I started doing that, we've been getting rain occasionally here, which is, like, just amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
Definitely,
yeah,
it's doing something.
Yeah, plants do need rain. That's good.
Yeah. When you did my 4-in-1, my soul family was all gone. We went into this room and it was just dusty and skulls. So you said it seemed like they had all been abducted. So my question is, would that include my parents in this lifetime? And what about the people, they've passed away. And what about the people in my family that are still alive? I mean, you know, where is everybody? Do they all go?
Yeah, that's a good question. Boy, the only thing that I could probably think of would be maybe they're all replicas completely. If they were in your soul family initially, and normally your parents would be, maybe not always, but I'd say typically they would be. Almost all of the time, and, you know, brothers and sisters and people that you played with, you know, most people in your life. And you could probably maybe count, maybe throughout the years, maybe a couple hundred people that you can kind of remember. They're probably all in your soul family. So if those people are not, on your home base, then that means that they've probably been taken. You may have been the last one, here. Normally that is not the case. So, boy, that's interesting.
What about the ones that are still alive?
Yeah.
What about the ones that are still alive?
Yeah, I know. That they may not be they may not be who you think they are. They may have been
What about if I'm a hybrid? Can you see that? Would that make something like that happen?
Boy, I haven't really checked into that at all. So you're asking the question, if you're a hybrid, we'll just put it out to the audience here. So if there's a hybrid person, do they have the same soul family as the regular ones here on this planet? That would be without alien blood or anything else from them. That would be more current anyway. Remember, we're all alien to some extent, but we'll say that you're a hybrid and it's more recent here for this lifetime. So would that be, would they have a soul family here? No, because you'd probably be controlled by the aliens completely under their thumb, and you would not typically have a soul family here because you're connected to them and not the Earth plane.
Sure, is that the case with me?
I would have to do some checking.
Okay.
I'll have to do some checking on that. It sort of feels that, okay. that it would be leaning that way.
I cannot say that
you're half alien, because most aliens would be 50-50 hybrids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel like you're 50-50 to me.
It seems a little bit like my father might have been. He was very fascinated with skies and the possibility of life off planet and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that sort of feels pretty correct.
Okay. Well, now I'm safe, right? I'm safe, right? I've done my 4-in-1. I've done, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're okay.
Thank you, Ron.
You're good. You're
okay.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Thanks for calling, Sharina. And I've been reading on the fast chat and also was thinking it almost sounds like maybe she and the car were on two separate timelines. I've had similar experiences where it just seems like different objects that you're interacting with are on different timelines, like you lose your keys or you think you have something and you don't, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, I thought I had this, but then I turn around and it's not there. So just another thought to throw out there for everybody. So, Ron, it's about 25 after. I don't know if you would like to go up to the lightship. I can read off some of the requests, if that's okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's go there, and then you can read them off one at a time, and we'll do maybe seven of them, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so let's go to the lightship, everybody. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. This only will work live right now for people who are tuned in to our Saturday night show live. If you are listening to an archive, then you will feel peace energy. And you might even, if you're listening now, you might even just hit the archive. It's free on the website, creationlightship.com, and just see how that peace energy feels for you. Kind of take note of the time here. So I got about, say, 26, 27 after, something like that. And you may want to just visit this particular show and see how the peace energy feels toward you, because it will still do healing work with you. So here we go. We're going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you notice, everything around you may feel like you just kind of landed where you are, because you're now like in a bubble, we'll say. And it's kind of like you're outside of the fishbowl looking at everything around you. And everything around you is encapsulated into its own realm without any energetic porting. This is because you are out of time. Your time ran out. No more time. So here we go. The hourglass stopped. So we're now going to the first room, and I'll just bring you up into the hot tub room. Then we'll help Liz take over here. So here we go, hot tub room, and we're going into the blue color gel. And if you happen to be really hot where you are, you can ask to be cooled down a little bit. Or, you know, if you're really cold, also the same. So ask to be cooled or warmed up. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're there now. And Liz, what room should we go into next?
Is there a room that would help with lower back healing?
Yeah, let's go into that room here. And remember, there's different ways to look at a pain. So let's go into the quarantine room, since we're doing a call tomorrow to get rid of the alien critters. So we'll go into the quarantine room to get rid of alien critters that would be in your back. Was it lower back that you said, Elizabeth?
I'm not sure if it's lower back or the whole back.
Okay. So, this people, you need to request where your owie is, we'll call it, and it might even be a pinched nerve. That would be something different, okay? So, typically, a back ache would be like a sore muscle, or maybe your back being out of alignment. or a pinched nerve is something else. So it's a different room entirely. So we'll first do the room where alien critters are in there, and maybe they're grabbing onto your vertebrae and twisting them a little bit, or making your back, maybe they pop one of your vertebrae out of place. So we're going to release some of these here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now we're going to go into a room aside the light ship. This is where you could have maybe a pinched nerve. This would be different. So going into a room where they'd be checking you out for this. And it could even be both things happening. So 1, into this room, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you may wish to get up maybe and move your body a little bit. Depends, you know, what's happening with you. Bend over, you know, twist around, whatever you normally do to maybe pop your back. We'll say make your back go back into alignment. Everybody has their own techniques. And just see if this has helped you. Sometimes you need that physical movement to complete the process. Okay, next location, Elizabeth.
The raccoon room.
Oh, here we go. So we're going into this room here. And here we go. Here comes the raccoons. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Next room, please.
Butterfly room.
Okay, here we go. And we can ride on the butterflies if you choose to. So here we go. Request that. And also request one particular healing. What healing for this whole, the same clearing healing for the same light ship healing session now. So here we go. Butterfly room, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Next room?
Next is the dolphin room.
Okay, there's a couple of different types of dolphins. The pink dolphins are kind of unique. So we can see them. We can see the white ones, and there's some blue ones. And there's also, you know, some white and black ones. So here we go. Request which one you'd like to be with. And there's three of them. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, next we have Little Pony.
Okay. So let's go into where they have the Palominos. Here we go. So, and maybe even smaller ones. Three of them are coming your way. Very pretty. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're in that room. Request for healing. I'll bring the energy in a little more force here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, next is the white light room.
Okay, so Here we go. Going into this room now. So stronger. Here it comes. Stronger. 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 And stronger. We can do one more room, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's great. We have a request for the silver immune room. So silver energy room?
Yeah, okay. This is where they'll help your immune system, I believe. So let's go into the silver room. And here comes this energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one. Oh, boy. Two, three. I think somebody has a problem, a big one. Four and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, I want to go into one room here. I want to go to the room that has the lions. So we're going to go into the lion room. Here they come. So stronger, and request your one healing. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. Feels very nice. And again, more energy from the lions. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay. We'll come back from the light shift now. And your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are now coming with you. Coming down, and you're going to feel the energy in your whole room change instantly. And you probably feel it when I hit number two, when I count from one to five. So coming down, one, two, three, four, and five. So now you're on planet Earth before you're bilocated here and there. And you're in source energy, and now you're in planet Earth's energy. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thank you so much, Ron. We've gotten a lot of really nice responses from the listeners on the fast chat. Darlin is saying really neat fluorescent flowers and that the cactus flowers were healing her. Helen is saying she feels much better. Carter says his back is maybe 70% better. Betty saw white, pink, and blue lights. Chia says it's fun. Betty also said that the white, pink, and blue lights were healing her. Melissa says this is lovely. Mackie says I like the ponies. There's also a lot of comments about how Robert is saying this feels incredibly alive. So it sounds like people saw and felt really diverse things. There's also a lot of comments about the golden lions. Raymond says he loves the golden lion room. And Heidi also says that those lions are great, Ron. So everyone says thank you, and that was a very pleasant trip up to the lightship. So thank you very much. And also wanted to mention, I really felt the back energy. When you said to get up and walk around, I actually did that and did my little adjustment, and my back was, like, snapping and cracking. So it didn't really feel like anything was happening at the time. But then when I got up and walked around, it was like, wow, I didn't even know that that was wrong with it. So thank you again for the trip.
Yeah, what can happen, and, like, when you mention with your back, you see you're out of time. And so to try to clarify it a little more. When you're out of time, the physical stuff here, which we'll call your negativity, you could call it your karma, doesn't exist on the light ship. And so what you have is your spiritual blueprint. And when you move and you hear a pop or whatever, you know, as your back goes back into alignment, you may not even feel the bones moving because you're out of time. It's just realigning your blueprint. So kind of think of it as having two still shots of yourself. But we'll just say one shot from the camera that you're frowning, and the other one you're smiling. And down here, maybe you're frowning all the time, and you're in time. And on the light shift, you're frowning, and then all of a sudden your back goes back into location again and gets it realigned, and you're out of time. You're also here being bilocated, but up there, everything is instant, but you have to make that adjustment. So all of a sudden, now you're smiling, but nothing really typically changed because you went from one state of perfection to another. That's what I'm trying to indicate to you. And on the light shift, it's not like they go, oh, you poor person, you have this wrong with you. No, you're just requesting a healing, and they just realign your blueprint according to what your request is, and that's the way it works. I will say that, you know, sometimes people ask and nothing happens. It's because they have densities that have not been cleared out yet, which could be many, many things. That's why you must have the emotional whole lifetime clearing before maybe you have any other clearings, unless there's some type of dire emergency. So I always recommend doing that one first, because your blockage has caused your problem. And if you attempt to do other types of clearings, your problem, your database is already corrupted. So you want to get that back into alignment. It'd be kind of like losing your startup program, you know, for your computer, and it just keeps trying to find itself to find maybe the login information, and it can't because it's corrupted. So you can't really enter into the clearings because you are corrupted. That's why I was yawning today quite a bit, because there are some people out there who have not had their whole lifetime emotional clearing, and it's actually harder on me to do the clearings because they have to work through some of that density. For the people who've had it, it's like, well, no, kind of like a no-brainer. It happens instantly. And they're pretty much cleared out. And so that's the reason why I yawn, because the densities are so heavy from some people. And, they just need to do the clearing so they can feel better, too. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, just to continue with that, everybody, the whole lifetime emotional clearing is probably one of the most important clearings. And you can find that on creationlightship.com. It's also probably one of the first clearings that you want to do if you're looking at the website and you're new and you're listening and you're saying, oh, my gosh, I'm not sure where to start. That was the first one I did, and it's extremely helpful. So if you want to check that out, creationlightship.com, and I highly, highly recommend it. There were a couple of questions on the fast chat. Oh, and one other thing I thought of while you were talking, Ron, it's kind of like, you know, a couple of years ago I had a bunch of back problems. It was like going to the chiropractor, and, you know, it always felt kind of like a temporary fix. Like I was getting the physical work done, but I thought it was really interesting when you said, you know, you're out of time, so it's the blueprint that really needs to be readjusted rather than your physical body here on the earth plane. So I think that's kind of sort of like the computer thing, too. You know, if you're not addressing the energetic problem, then you could just be putting a Band-Aid over it. And that's why it's also important to do the whole lifetime emotional clearing. Because, you know, Ron does samples on the program, but if you really want to get in there and clear out your issues, then a lot of these whole lifetime clearings will be really helpful for you. And, you know, like Ron says, it'll make your life down here on Earth a little bit easier. So there were a couple of questions earlier on the fast chat. Ron, do you want me to go ahead and read those off to you?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, cool. So one of the ones from Micah was way back, and she was requesting a timeline crash for a horrible dream that she had.
Okay. And so I'll talk about that. The timeline crashes are there to take you and everyone else on that particular timeline. Saying it differently, it takes everyone else from that similar situation, irritation, or whatever it is, of a parallel life. And so you're not necessarily going to see everybody on that timeline, but you do have your own space on it. So if there's like a timeline for like an awful dream, You know, maybe you see yourself falling out of an airplane or something, and you get terrified. You know, that's just for instance, but you never hit the ground, but you're getting close, and you feel your heart racing faster and faster, knowing that that could probably kill you. Then all of a sudden the dream stops. Well, everybody on that timeline would probably have a pretty similar airplane experience, okay? Now, you're not going to know them. If there are people in your dream, maybe three, six people that reoccur all the time, then they are on that timeline with you, living a life with you. But there's probably a million or more people on the timeline that you know nothing about. But by you just doing one timeline crash, you're basically saving their life from crashing. Because even though in your dream, you know, you may not hit the ground and go splat, you know, and that dream, that's a reality, and you probably are going splat. So you may wake up in the morning with bruises, or you feel like a truck ran over you or something, you know. You wake up and go, man, what did I do last night or yesterday? Why did all my bones ache? Well, that's because you went splat on that timeline, and you got killed. And that energy got brought back into you on this timeline. It's just like a copy and paste. It may not be completely in your reality, but it is somewhere in the reality of you, and it's going to affect you, maybe not now, but later on. So here we go. Think of a dream that you've had that maybe is reoccurring or not. And if it is a reoccurring dream, then that means that they definitely have you hooked, and they know that this is giving them a lot of energy, so they keep playing that same dream over and over again. They keep traumatizing you and bringing you into that timeline, that parallel life. That is a reality. That is true. That is happening. That is a real thing. Except here, you're not experiencing all of it. So here we go, a timeline crash. And timeline crashes can take probably 5 minutes to about an hour to do. So if you don't feel anything right now, and all of a sudden in a half an hour you feel your body jerk or you feel a relief, that's because the timeline ended and crashed where you were on it. It got dissolved, okay? So it all depends where you are on the timeline, but the timeline heading is being taken care of, the one that you're on. And sometimes you want to do at least 20 timeline crashes, maybe up to 100 or more. It depends how daunting and how the energy is on it. So here we go, timeline crash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I think I heard a beep, so we'll get that in about 2 minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should help all of you. And I think the timeline crashes might be $20 for a week. I'm not 100% sure, but you can do a lot of work on yourself in 1 week for $20 if you're dedicated to getting yourself more into wellness, to get released from the aliens' control of you on timeline. So I guess the caller's out there. I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, we do have a caller. I think I heard a beep. So we have about 10 minutes left on the show. Just want to let you know, Ron. So caller, if you're there, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron, please?
Yes. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
The rest of the people. Hello. I've done the on and off planet transmissions, and I did the planetary recording part. And there was a lot of energy coming from there, and as well from the moon recording. And this week I also had some particular alien race attack through the companies, and I've done the alien race attack through the page. And then I couldn't feel in 2 days, the energy completely diminished. And that was feeling good, because I could feel the aliens attacking me, and I could feel it really bad. But that was good. And I also did the body rejuvenation and also timeline crashes. And I could feel some spirit body parts coming back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. So it's very important to timeline crashes is as well. And, yeah. And the most important part is the planetary recording and to do this transmission through the objects. It's a very great healing to do this, as well as for the moon guarding, and
okay,
maybe
that's
some other.
That's the planet star, the planet star vortex clearing. That you're talking about.
Yes, and then through the locations. It goes
okay.
through the objects, through the companies, through the people, anything else. It's very important to do it. And it's
so
also maybe to.
Okay.
Are you
saying that for companies? So you mean like company logos could be attaching to you if you buy their product, and that's connected to the stars and the planets? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Not quite. It's about the place where you work.
Okay.
So that's the most important. Another question, do I still have barcodes left?
No, I don't see any barcodes on you. No, you're clean.
Oh, that's good. How long did I stay in this duality?
You mean since your last clearing, or?
When is the first time?
How long have you been on this planet? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, on this planet, I get about 52, probably either 52,000 years, or it could be 52 BC. So probably 52 BC. So I'd say 54,000 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's about 1,000 generations.
That's a boy. Whippy, huh?
Okay. Then I have to go clear out 1,000 generations?
Boy. That would be something to do. Wow, that would take quite a while to do something like that. I don't know if the more distant ones would affect you that much. Wow. Very good, interesting observation. I don't know. Don't know. I know people have asked if they could do some timeline crashes on, like, Lemuria, you know, and Atlantis and stuff to see if that would affect them. I haven't had anybody that I can recall recently do that, but I remember some people were asked if they could do that on the timeline crash, and you can. You can put it in there. So
yeah,
you might want to just try that and see. Some people kind of know about living in that time in Atlantis and you know, maybe doing experimentation with bodies and creating weird life forms and stuff. And they wanted to get themselves extricated from that. So you might try that. Just see if that helps
you. I will try it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
I have one question left.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about the bodies. We know that particular crystals work with our physical bodies to restore our bodies again. And does the lightship also provide some particular crystals that work through our physical bodies to actually restore order for our bodies and spirits?
Yes.
Okay. Can you also introduce some particular clearing, something like it, like a smoky quartz or a citron or a peridot?
Well, if you want to use that as a conduit for a healing, you could probably clear it out with the object charging, because there are people who like to wear jewelry, and they may want to maybe put in a energy into that. Normally, I just recommend peace energy. So I don't know if you could really use a crystal to be the conduit for one of the lightship healings. I don't think it would work that way, but you could put peace into that. And naturally, crystals will absorb energies, and then you can use the object charging to release the energy from it. So you may want to do that maybe every couple of days or so if you do work with gemstones.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, it's been a fast show tonight.
Yeah, it sure has. I think it's just about time to say goodnight.
Yep, so we have our 8-hour program tomorrow, Physical Body Rejuvenation, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time. And, you know, if you can get on that, I will be offering the special bundle clearing for the Mind Matrix energy, where you get four clearings. Wonderful clearing up till the end of, the end of next month, the 30th of October. So you have a lot of time to use those. And the alien attack page is on it. So that's very, very good. So if you're kind of curious what it's about and you want to do that, it's on there. Boy, I feel like we'd go for another hour. So anyway.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. So everybody, blessings to all of you. And thank you, Elizabeth, for coming on this evening.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for all of the wonderful healings and the water charging.
Yeah, we'll do the mind to heart drop for everybody. So we're going to drop you into your heart. So here we go. That's command your spirit naturally. You can't use your mind. Then you're in the mind energy. That's the alien agenda. I want to go there. So here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud to drop your thoughts into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down. And I count from 10 to 1 like an elevator dropping. And I do that because a lot of people actually can feel the energy moving in their body. They like feeling that, knowing that, hey, this is working, you know. And when you get done, you're at peace. And everybody on the planet should be doing this to be at peace. This whole world would change it. Right? So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Should be heart-centered. Should have no thoughts. Should feel very peaceful. Enjoy your water for today, tonight. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on the 8-hour call. And if not, we have our BBS program Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific. Blessings. Thank you, everybody. Good night.